G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottlers proudly presents BB and Chalk Talk, a sports show with a distinct Kentucky flavor.
Welcome to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottling. My name is Max Gubby. With me always is Matt Smith and Greg Lyle. We're currently recording during the UK basketball game. We'll give you the recap against Georgia as Crean is trying to finally take down the Cats at home. He finally been asking for a homer against UK, and he finally got it, just not at the school that he thought he would be at. We'll talk about the football team as we have three of the UK Wildcats playing in the East-West Shrine Game. We'll talk about the women's basketball preview against LSU. We'll talk about, I don't know what that means anyway, but the great food debate of Trump and Clemson and the Trump dinner. We're going to get a whole lot of people triggered tonight.
That's women's tennis has a doubleheader versus Marshall.
What's
and Kennesaw
WTN?
All right, women's tennis.
I have never seen – that's a stupid abbreviation. Like, that is the dumbest abbreviation. WTN.
Oh, that's dumb. I'm sorry, the University of Kentucky
offends you with their
– it's not offensive. I just challenge their intelligence.
Oh, please don't do that.
I'm challenging WTN.
Oh, please.
Like, what kind of abbreviation is that, though? Just do WT.
Because they always use three letters.
Because it could be women's track.
Yes.
No,
that's why WTF. NBB, WBB. No, it can't be.
It can. It can be. It makes a whole lot more sense than WTN. Makes a lot more sense.
WTF.
Oh, please, no.
That's 100% what this.
What would you like the abbreviation
wrote
to be?
Out is it, this preview is just a giant WTF.
What would you like it to be?
I'd prefer just WT or WTS. Those would
the
be
only,
my two.
The
pets.
Only one. The only one that has like two letters is football.
Yeah.
Well, that's inconsistent then. So not all of them are three letters.
What do you put for football then?
FBL. if we're going
that's
by fumble. Logic, because you go, well,
that's
actually, all three. All
well,
three
I just remember level. Football doesn't. Football, I think football doesn't.
No.
Well, they football don't. Needs to be then. If we're going to be consistent, if everyone's
no.
going to be the same,
Max,
they need three.
No, because the W or M is in front of all of them to say men's or women's, because every other sport right. has both. Football does not have a women's team.
Are you just assuming now?
No, it's a fact. No. I mean,
we get the press releases.
Yeah.
That's how they're listed in the press releases.
Yeah.
So, that's but no, hand. But you said every sport has three, then why does football only have two?
Because they don't need it.
I just remember that when looking at the list.
They don't need a men's or women's delineation of.
Then that screws up the whole football. Excel sheet at that point.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
It does.
No, not really.
This is the worst conversation we might have had up to this point.
I don't know. We've had some real bad ones.
We have. This is competing.
This has the potential to get really bad when we get to those last segment.
Yeah, that's
hold on,
very,
I'm
very
finishing
true.
Typing my letter of apology to Tony Neely right now. So we can get
to nah, Tony's fine.
Tony's fine. He's got bigger fish to fry.
Exactly.
Tony, it's Mac.
He's fine.
It's Mac.
Well, I don't know. Football is over with, so he doesn't have to worry about cash right now.
He still has basketball.
Yeah.
He's over
they're
everything.
All quiet. Yeah.
Well, he'll probably have to take up bass fishing now.
he's gonna be there after the fishing. Like, they matches,
tournaments
probably.
Tournaments.
He'll be there after the tournaments as Cash is getting off the boat. Like, all right, Cash, we need to go over this.
What is your message here?
You can't talk crap about the fish.
When Jordan Jones came rogue out of nowhere last year after last, I guess now. The yeah. look on his face, and he just grabbed him. Great form tackle almost by Tony. What are you doing? What is your message?
Oh, wow.
Good stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
55-42 still, 7:35 left in the game. We'll get to that in our third segment. That's yep. W Men BB. MBB.
Thank you for that.
Oh, man.
So we put up a poll of our Super Bowl predictions. Well, I guess for the fan Super Bowl predictions.
Yeah. We just wanted to hear what everybody thought. Who would win this weekend? Who's going to be playing in the Super Bowl? And it was a pretty, which I agree. This is who I would, who I want to see. I really don't want the Patriots to weasel their way back in here, and I hope the Chiefs can beat them, but I would love to see a Saints-Chiefs matchup to get in there. But it was 45% Saints-Chiefs, 25% Saints-Patriots, and then 15% each for Rams-Patriots and Rams-Chiefs. So about almost half of you guys said Saints-Chiefs. So yeah. I agree. I would love to see that.
I would really love – that would be a great original Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my brother-in-law is a diehard Patriots fan, like to the core.
Yeah.
Like every fiber of his being. And so I was talking trash to him against the, while they were playing the Chargers, and not really trash because they were winning, but I was like, I hope Patriots don't make it because it's bad for the NFL. I hate the Patriots. Insert here. And I go, well, we put up a poll and no one wants, the Patriots in. Everyone wants Saints and Chiefs. And he goes, go ahead. I drink your tears and all of your viewers' tears. I'm like, wow. Okay. Jeez. And so we keep arguing again. And then he goes, well, you've contributed more to the Patriots organization than I have. And I was like, no, I haven't. And he goes, because we've bought him so much Patriots stuff because, you know, I love him and he's a great brother-in-law. And he goes, yeah, I've done the math. You've bought a lot of Patriots stuff where I've barely bought everything, bought anything. I'm the manipulation master. I was like, he's right. That's why he's in the military. He's tricked me into buying all this stuff from him.
Oh, that's so unfortunate.
It really is.
So unfortunate, but... Yeah, we'll see. It's gonna be good. I feel I'm glad Larry's playing, and I'm at peace with my decision of cheering for the Saints. I do feel a little bit responsible that the Eagles lost because I turned my back on them. But I do want to see Larry continue to get there. If he gets it to Atlanta, I may be making a road trip and not be with you guys on that Sunday. I may be jumping in the car and heading down to Atlanta and going to the game. So we'll see. We'll see if they got to take care of business this weekend first.
Well, okay. That's cool. Thanks for the invite for that.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah. All right. Well, all right. We know where our allegiance lies.
Exactly.
Somebody's got to do the show. I mean, come on. I get PTO, right?
Yeah, but I'm going to have to get PTD money here soon if you keep leaving me alone with Max on these shows.
See, these abbreviations that you do again.
Okay. NEXT?
Sure. Why not? The Shrine Game, East-West Shrine Game, which we have three University of Kentucky Wildcats. That's correct. Three?
Three, yes. Yes. You're right.
Three UK FB players are definitely playing in the EW Shrine Game.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a long show.
EAW, East and West, or the EWG.
I like EWG better.
Yeah, I do like the EWG.
Maybe it's bad when we have these late shows at 8:30 that don't drink Monster before we come in.
Oh, man. The East-West Shrine Game is going – it's going to be played on the 19th, so here in a couple days. 19th, it's in St. Petersburg, Florida. You can see it on the NFL Network. 3:30 game time? Does that sound right?
Yep, I think 3
o'clock,
yeah.
3 o'clock. 3 o'clock game time. We're going to have C.J. Conrad, Jordan Jones, Derek Beatty. We'll all be playing in that. And that is one
Bunchy
of the
bigger, Stallings.
Bunchy.
Did I get
Derek, CJ, and Bunchy.
Derek CJ, and Bunchy. My bad. Wow. Way off. Derek, CJ, and Bunchy. And this is one of the bigger games. Obviously, the Senior Bowl is the biggest one that gets played every year. But this is one of those top tier bowl games that's going to get a lot of exposure. So I'm excited for those guys and glad they all accepted. Glad they all accepted the invitations there.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch and see. And it, once again, it's one of those ones, the whole experience of the week going down with the practice leading up to it, they get some exposure in front of these guys. It's almost like a mini pre-combine that they can get out there and get some pads on and go to work. That's one thing I would love to see in the combine eventually. some individual one-on-one drills, padded up.
Yeah, and I when after my senior year there, I played with I was in the Texas versus the Nation bowl game, and I was down there with Colin Zuckwu and Martavius Nellums went down with me, so the three of us were there playing. And yeah, it's you literally have a playbook, and you have about, from an offensive side, we had about 8 plays that we had to know, and it was your basic inside outside zone, your couple pass plays, and that was it. And then the whole week was all individual drills and team drills so that the scouts could see you. It literally was not really working on the offense or perfecting anything. You did it for a period a day just to make sure all the snap counts were down and kind of everybody felt comfortable. But it was literally, you better show out for these scouts because they're watching your every move. So yeah, you're exactly right. It's the mini combine for these things.
Update for 4 minutes left, 63-47 UK. And on Twitter, I can't decide if this is throwing shade his way or not, but Leah Edmond tweeted, Nick Richards said, okay, you block more balls than me.
Wow.
And it was worse when somebody replied back to her and said, I guess you taught him well.
Yeah, Nick's been playing a heck of a game tonight. I mean, he's been – all over the defensive side already with 3 blocks and you know, 3 rebounds each offensively and defensively for a total of 6 right now. So he's been playing one of his better games this season so far. So it's been fun to watch him. And Ashton's been going crazy this game too. So
you know he would.
Yeah. I think he's on a career high. They said I saw the stat earlier and I didn't write it down, but it said something. He's the first player in Kentucky history to have 3+ steals in 5 straight games.
Yes.
So he's an animal.
And starting to score on both sides. So his game is starting to be aggressive on both sides of the court.
Yep. This is a good rebound game and a good bounce back game for them.
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Especially even though it is Georgia, it's still playing away. Mm-hmm. And Georgia's not an inherently terrible team.
Yeah.
It's still a cream team, but
Yeah. It just goes. It'll be all right in a few years, but. But back on the football front, because we also have in the Reese's Senior Bowl, obviously we know Josh Allen accepted a bid a while ago, but we had 3 other guys that accepted bids, so we're up to 4 that are playing in the Senior Bowl this year with Mike Edwards, Lonnie Johnson, and Darius West. So a lot of defense there for us, but they're all going to be in that game, and that game's the following weekend here on January 26th at 1:30 out of Mobile, Alabama, on NFL Network as well. So big game. A lot of guys that are going to be getting some notoriety, and obviously draft day is going to be fun for this Kentucky program.
I mean, as many guys as we're putting in the combine this year, I'm still waiting to see if those other guys that they alluded to might be getting in, the guys we speculated on are going to get in. But it's going to be fun to see all the blue that's going to be represented in these extra bowl games, if you will, and with the combine.
Absolutely.
Really is. It's going to be this – very special season is definitely going to be carrying over in the spring, and UK fans are going to have a lot to celebrate. It's going to be a good time. We're all going to have a good time.
Oh yeah. And it continues to grow. I mean, with the signing class that we had, we still have a few spots left. It's going to be fun to see next month when the official, I guess is it official? I mean, the regular signing period, the late signing period, or whatever you want to call it these days, in February goes, and Eddie Grant turned down Georgia to stay with UK. I mean, there's just so many things going on right now that are pushing this program even further in the right direction than what we were this year.
When we come back, we'll talk about women's basketball and give an LSU preview. You're listening to BBN Chalk Talk presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling.
Final seconds in this one. They can win it with a field goal.
Wait, timeout. Looks like the coach is going to ice the kicker.
This trick never works. Wait, is that the coach with a Pepsi?
Now the crowd's getting into it.
And they're pouring.
And drinking? What is going on?
The kicker's just going to have to ignore it. Snap is good. Threads are up. The kick is...
no good! He missed it!
It's a mental game, isn't it?
Welcome back to BBN Chalk Talk, presented by G&J PepsiCo Bottling. Women's basketball, after coming off a fantastic game against Tennessee, will be taking on the Baton Rouge Go Tigers.
Oh, we had that small little hiccup after the Tennessee game.
Yeah.
Anyway, the small little hiccup.
I chose to ignore it.
Well, unfortunately, just, you can't ignore it. It's like an official record.
No, it's not.
That goes in the SEC.
It's all relative.
No, it's not.
Yeah. It's relative.
That's fine.
But, yeah, that was just kind of a letdown. I mean, and, you know, Coach Mitchell was pretty harsh about the energy and the effort that the girls gave in the game. I didn't see it as bad that way. I was kind of taking into account, too, just the fact that you lose Macy, and it's not knowing that you're going to be without Macy in that starting lineup during warmups after the last practice. The girls said it was literally in the tunnel when they were announcing the lineup. They said, "Amanda, you're starting."
Jeez.
Is what they said. So that's got to throw you off. Yeah. And then not to have a game plan for it, and then just, you know, where I could see that. I could see where that's going to lead to it. But, I mean, I thought there was great effort there. Jada Roper continued. That one time she laid her whole body there late in that game into the scorer's table trying to save that ball from going out of bounds.
Yeah.
It was sloppy. It was kind of a – you could call it a hangover game if you wanted to. But, yeah, that was disappointing to see. It was a team that I thought they would take care of pretty easily. They really did well that first half. They held their shooter to like 5 points in that first half, and then she exploded for like 20 points in the second half.
Right.
And the big girl in the middle, she was just dominating all night long down low.
I mean, yeah. The wall. Yeah. I love what you said. What did she say to the ref at that one point?
Yeah. So I love one time she picked up two really quick fouls. I guess it might have been the second half. And then so finally she just looked at the ref, and I mean, it was 5 feet in front of me. She goes, "Sir, I know I'm a big girl, but that doesn't mean the foul's always on me." And I was like, "Oh, she got a point."
Yeah.
That's
been there.
But that wasn't a foul on you, though.
Yeah, right.
But yeah. And then, you know, we were without Taylor Murray to start the game. She wasn't even planning on playing that game.
Right.
And then got forced into play. And then we lost her again there late in the game whenever she ran into the wall.
Yeah,
that was number 33, and that was a clean screen. That was a pick too. It wasn't
right.
Thought it was dirty in the crowd, but once you saw it, it was just vicious.
Yep. Yeah, and I mean, you just look at. I mean, Ryan Howard tried to carry the team best she could. You know, ended up with 20 points there, but you know, Kiki went 3 for 10 from the field. Tatiana went 1 for 5. Amanda went 0 for 5. It's just. We had a lot of people
shooting for the game, not a period, not a half, not a quarter.
Yeah. And only 56% on free throws. I mean, it was just an off shooting night all around. And there was not much, obviously not much offensive production. Didn't even break 50 here, but I mean, you scored, looks like they scored 9 points in the second quarter and 12 and 13 in the first and fourth, and then 15 in the third. So it's just not in the 20 point range is right where they've been used to in most quarters with one that's kind of under 20. Just not a great night. And when that happens and Ole Miss could sense it and they started getting hyped up at the end of the game. And that's when they kind of took over and didn't give it up is their bench was going crazy and they were feeling it at that point.
Yeah. And what kept us in the game is they were cold shooting there for the first three quarters as well. It's not until they turned it on the fourth they came on. I mean, that's why we kind of hung in the game there for a while with them.
Yeah,
because they weren't shooting very well at all as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
But behind us, new day.
We move on. Yes.
They're new heading day. Down to Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge. Yes.
For a game against LSU. Right now they're 11-5 overall, 8-3 at home. In conference, they're 1-1 at home, and they're 2-2 right now. So
yep.
It's another one of those ones that we should be able to go down there and take care of business. But this LSU team has stepped up against ranked opponents this year and pulled out some W's.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. And they, you know, they've got one against Texas A&M here. They beat them by 11 a few games ago. They did get beat pretty handedly by South Carolina in their last game. But they've got some good wins on their resume. They had some early losses, but it seems like they've kind of picked things up you know, since then. And a couple of ladies who are their leading scorers, Ayanna Mitchell averages just over 13, and Kayla Pointer just over 12. So everybody else is kind of under that double-digit threshold. But that Ayanna Mitchell, she averages 13. She also averages almost 10 rebounds a game. So she's going to kind of be that focus player like Ryan Howard is for us. Because that was the other thing you said is every time in the beginning of the game, UK got the ball, you said the bench was yelling, find number 10, find number 10. So, yeah, so it's I feel like that's going to be very similar with Ayanna. I think, you know, being someone that we're going to have to watch out for and just find someone. Hopefully everybody's healthy for this game because we're going to need everybody and everybody to stick in through the whole game and not lose people in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, we have the last few games, foul trouble has been a problem for us. So hopefully they've got some things worked out in practice this week. But I want this to be a good bounce back win for them, especially you go down on the road. And we all know it's a little easier to bounce back on the road against a team like this because you're isolated. It's just you and your team. You can focus on that. You don't have all the other distractions going on. So,
yeah,
looking forward to this one.
Absolutely. Yep. Get a good road win here.
In the final.
Yes. Men's final.
Yep.
Knock 20 them off point by victory. 20.
Nice. 69-49.
Love it.
Well, MBB defeats UGA.
And when we come back, we'll discuss it. You're listening to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottling.
Grab an ice-cold Crush soda. Take a sip. What do you think of? Are you taken way back to summer days as a kid when you were quenching your thirst with that satisfying fruity flavor in between rounds of hide and seek with your friends? Or do you get an excited butterflies in your stomach kind of feeling that you can only get when you're crushing hard on someone? Whether you're sipping on one at home, at the park on a warm sunny day, or after a game-winning buzzer beater, you can always count on Crush Soda to put more flavor in your fun and crush your thirst, no matter what. But don't let that ever fresh taste of Crush fool you. Crush goes back, way back. In fact, we've been crushing it since 1906 in caffeine-free flavors such as Nectarious Orange and Lipsmackical Grape. There's guaranteed to be a crush for everyone. So go on, refresh with an ice-cold Crush Soda today.
Welcome back to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi-Cola Bottling, where the UK Wildcats just take down the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yep.
In Athens.
Yeah, this was a solid win because the way this played out, Georgia came out physical in this game. They were going straight into the paint and trying to bully us around down low. Like we've already mentioned earlier in the show that Nick Richards had a big night tonight. Reed Travis had a solid night. But what was biggest is that we held them to a 14% three-point shooting night. They went 4 for 27. They were jacking it up every single time they came down the floor, probably thinking that they're going to be like every other team that plays Kentucky and get hot from three, because that's what we've seen, but they didn't. That saved us. They only went 30% field goal on the night. Kentucky shot just over 43% from the field and 36% from the three-point line. So, some of our better efforts so far this season as far as you know, made shots, which is always encouraging to see.
14% for Georgia on the three-point line.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, wasn't good.
Okay. Not good.
And they got that one guy that likes to shoot it from long range, but he was pulling up some ridiculous shots. Now, and the problem with a guy that shoots like that, the problem is if he pulls up and makes his first couple – he's going to put him up the rest of the night.
Right.
Unfortunately, he made his first two and nothing else after that.
Yeah, but, I mean, Nick Richards ended with 7 rebounds, 3 blocks, only 4 points, but he was major on the defensive side, one of his better efforts here tonight. Ashton kind of has a career high again, 23 points tonight, ended up with 3 steals, 5 rebounds, so really solid night for him. Again, He's getting a lot of his points off of his steals and his ability to cut to the basket and kind of find that back door, a lot of layups, which is great, and I don't mind it at all. I just hope if he can find that mid-range jumper, he's going to be ridiculous that he can drive into the paint and just pull up and knock it down. If he becomes automatic there, he's going to take it to a whole another level.
Yeah, I think so too. Anybody concerned that we have not seen as much? I mean, and I don't know if it's because he started off the season so hot, but PJ Washington.
Yeah.
He just had some average games, if you will.
Yeah. You know, I think, and I don't know if he's still trying to fully figure out his place on the team, because I think when the season started, it was a lot on him to create things on offense. So we were seeing a lot of this stuff. But as Kentucky's kind of settled into these roles that Coach Cal keeps talking about, it almost seems like he's kind of – his role is like that guy that takes over a game just isn't there anymore, because we're leaning on other guys to do that. And maybe he just – the role that he has, he's not going to be that, you know, 20-point-plus person tonight. He's going to be the guy that we need kind of sparks from, and just to kind of do some incredible athletic things, but not the guy that we need that many points from every night.
And I think that's why, too. That's why I was kind of asking you guys your opinion, because the first few games this year when the freshman didn't know what to do, and he was the guy that stepped up and did that. And then now, I mean, and it's not that he's playing bad. He's still getting us 5-6 boards a game. He's still getting in double figures every game. It's just not that 20-point game, that, you know, the double-double that we were seeing early on from him. Right. How wild of a stat is that Keldon Johnson did not score this game? Our leading scorer did not score.
What about that?
Their leading scorer didn't have any points at halftime either, Hammonds, but he ended up with 11. But, yeah, Keldon did not score a single point. I mean, that's hard to believe.
Yeah, everybody contributed to the scoring tonight except for Keldon Johnson. Everybody that got in the game got a bucket except for Keldon. You would not hear that stat and think that we won a game by 20 points on the road.
Right. No, absolutely not. And maybe it might have been something where maybe he just, after shooting a couple, I mean, he went 0-for-6, so it's not like he was continuing to jack shots up and missing them. Maybe at a certain point he just got to a point where he was like, I'm not making baskets tonight. I better get it to someone else that is. I don't know what was going through his head, but I would be interested to hear what he had to say about this.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting once those kind of come out. And then you know, Cal always harps about how many three-pointers that we take in a game that we're missing some buckets and some points down low. Only had 11 attempts tonight from long range. That was pretty good.
That was good because that means, you know, when you're looking at 64 shots, you know, outside of that we had that are going to be obviously twos are better, that are closer to the rim, which is great, because I noticed that too. We were getting to the rim, and multiple times when Ashton would drive to the basket, there was three or four guys that were collapsed on him, and he was able to kick it to someone else and just kind of creating, you know, something for people. But
that's what they were calling him, a gravity player, that whenever he gets the ball down low, it's like gravity takes effect and everybody just falls into it.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was good to see Reed Travis battling down low tonight too.
It was. Yeah, he didn't have a crazy stat line, but he was holding his own. And they had, I mean, Georgia had that center that they had, was a big guy. He was kind of trying to muscle things around down there. So him just being that defensive presence that can stand his ground, I think he did what was necessary for the win.
Yeah, I did too. And that Claxton kid, I mean, he's just so long.
Yeah.
And he's so tall and so long. I think he was like 6'11". But he is so springy. There's times that he would go up for a rebound that I thought we were going to see one of those highlights where he hits his head on the backboard or something. That he just has that kind of vertical ability.
Yeah. Yeah. But
good solid win. Special
good win. We got to now we get into that tough three-game stretch here where we go down to Auburn, number 14 Auburn, on Saturday to play them at 4 o'clock. We come back home on that following Tuesday, a week from tonight, at home against number 24 Mississippi State, and then we got Kansas coming into town on that, you know, Saturday the 26th, number 7 ranked team. So we got three ranked opponents in a row. This is going to be a testing week for them for sure.
I don't think it's testing. That's just a brutal week.
It's very you're right. Yeah. It is brutal.
Enjoy the Georgia game while you can, and rest up, because my gosh.
Yep.
Yep. And you want to hope that they don't look forward to that big marquee game on Saturday the 26th against Kansas, and that they still take care of business against Mississippi State and against Auburn.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're looking – I'm just kind of scanning through the rest of their schedule here. They've got 8 more games where they play ranked opponents. Some of them are like Tennessee's two of those games, Mississippi State's two of those games. But that's just their ranked opponents, and you still have Florida twice. You still have Vandy again, at Vandy, you know, and so even with that, I mean, you're looking at another 12 to 13 of your games left, and there's probably there's probably maybe four or five others that are like, okay, these are still going to be tough, but not as tough as this top tier. It's going to be a grueling schedule here for the rest of the way. That's for sure.
I mean, the SEC's no joke.
Yep. Yeah, you're right.
I want those two Tennessee games. Oof, those are going to be brutal. That team right now is scary, scary.
Yeah.
Yes, they are.
SEC basketball, it just means more.
Are you trying to create? Are you in your Mad Men mode? You're trying to create some advertising?
I'm just trying to come up with some off the top of my head right now.
Use acronyms. It's
more than ACC basketball. That's for sure.
ACC.
Sucks.
But yeah, spelled S-U-X.
Huh?
Yeah, it's spelled S-U-X.
There we go. I get it. Yes. Going back to the abbreviations from earlier in the show. I like it.
Throughout the show, not just earlier. I've been dropping those all show.
God.
When we come back, we're going to talk about WTN. We'll be discussing women's tennis. And then the great food debate. Were you offended and triggered by the Trump dinner?
Triggered.
Woke. You're listening to BB and Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling.
Hi, I'm Alex White, tea master at Pure Leaf. When I make tea, everything I know goes into it. You can't be impatient. When I craft Pure Leaf iced tea, I don't take shortcuts, because I want you to have the same amazing taste of iced tea that I do. So I start with fresh picked tea leaves. Then, after they're delicately dried, I blend and brew them at a lower temperature to draw out their unique aromas. And then I taste and taste and fine-tune the blend for a delicious smooth iced tea. I'd love to have you take a sip right now, but that's one thing we can't do over the radio. But you can experience the same delicious taste of Pure Leaf iced tea anywhere you are. I'm Alex White, Pure Leaf Tea Master. Pure Leaf, our thing is tea.
Welcome back to BB at Chalk Talk, presented by G&J Pepsi Cola Bottling. We've got some WTN going on.
God.
Yeah, WTN.
I apologize. I am wrong. I was wrong about that. I went back and looked at the press release. They spell it WTEN.
Oh, we're going four letters.
Letters. That's not what the program. That's not what the press release says. WTN. They all have three syllables. They all have three letters in their abbreviation.
Well, I need to go back and look at them all. I'm just
that's what the press release says.
And that's,
oh my gosh,
that's what the press release says.
And the latest one from track and field is a four letter as well.
What's that one?
UKTF.
You're just all sorts of wrong on that. So none of them are three.
But regardless, there's no just T.
Swimming and diving is S&D.
Put a T.
Apparently, you can put FB.
Softball's SB.
What's soccer? Baseball?
Baseball. Hold on, let's get one of those.
BS.
No,
BS.
It's WTF with a little BS.
Actually, Matt May spells it out. He spells out baseball.
Oh,
so this whole three letter abbreviations is just not a real thing. So basically, you just spread fake news,
which is what you like.
Coming from the king of fake news,
I do. I thoroughly do. I love the chaos of it.
Gymnastics is GYM.
Hmm. Well, that's not creative.
Soccer is SOC.
Max is like, we're going to the gym.
Gym.
He's like standing in the gym waiting for us. Like, guys, where are you at?
Yeah.
Why does this guy spell his name with a G and not a J like everybody else?
Oh, God.
Why is it ain't spelled like gym?
So we got I'm staying with the script. We got WTN and we got some MTN too. Men's and women's tennis are kind of rolling in action right now, but the women are about to kick off their regular season here in Lexington on the 16th on Wednesday, and they are going to be having a doubleheader against Marshall and Kennesaw State. So they're kicking off the season. That will be, they'll be taking on Marshall at 11 a.m. They'll be taking on Kennesaw State at 5 p.m. on Wednesday, and then they will have one day break before they actually return back to action again on Friday the 18th for a doubleheader in Lexington, where they will take on Miami of Ohio at 11, and then they will play WKU at 3 p.m. So good luck to the ladies as they kick off a couple doubleheaders here. Over on the men's side, they swept IUPUI and Northern Kentucky on their opening day, defeated both of them 7-0. I'm not even going to read all the people that won because it was literally Kentucky's entire roster. Anybody that played for Kentucky won. So that was cool to see. They will be back in action against Notre Dame on Saturday, January 19th. That will be in Lexington at 1 o'clock p.m. So if you're looking, I know it's going to be indoor, so you won't have to worry about any of this crazy cold weather coming this weekend where we're at 60 on Saturday and then drop to 20 on Sunday. But go out and support them if you're looking for your tennis fix. They're both going to be in action in Lexington here this week.
Yes, and we're just going to go ahead and put this out here now. When it comes to these tennis teams, we want to support them. We want to cover them. We want to provide you with coverage. But I'm going to tell you right now, looking through these rosters, we're going to tear up some names.
Yes. Yes, we will. We might go on a first name basis or some like initials. No, or
there's
something.
Even some first name ones that are. Because we do have a lot of international students on these teams.
We do, yeah.
I'm looking through the women's roster right now because that was the one I had the link pulled up from Moscow. Two from Russia, the two sisters, Anastasia and Diana. We can go first name on those. Yes. The senior from Lithuania, I can't even. I'm not even going to try.
We might have to go initials on her.
AP. Let's call her AP.
I like it.
There we go. We can work that out. Look at this. We're
solving problems.
Yeah, solving problems. And from France, Nambia. I mean, they're just from all over. Yeah. So just bear with us. We want to support. We're going to try our hardest. But maybe that's a special segment we can have. We can meet with the coaches and the team and teach the fools how to say your name.
Yeah, right. Good Lord.
Wow. Wow.
W-O-W.
Teach us how to say your name.
I mean, growing up as Matt Smith. I mean, that's him.
You didn't have a stretch.
Quite the opposite. Yeah,
what a stretch.
A lot of people have said that's not your real name. Give me your real name. It's just a fake name.
At least you aren't John Smith.
I get that a lot at the restaurant. I get that a lot, and I don't know if they can hear me under my breath or roll my eyes because I'll call and they'll be like, "I need to place an order for delivery." Hey, what's your name? You got my phone number, right? No, I need your name for the order. John. Okay, last name? John. No, it's your first name, sir. What's your last name?
John.
Smith. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. Come on, you're not in the WITSEC program here in Louisville, Kentucky, ordering from over in Fern Creek. Chillax, dude. It's not that big of a deal.
Trevino, anytime he goes and gets takeout, will always use the name Bill.
Why?
Because no one could say Trevino.
That's hilarious.
No one will say, they go, yeah. Trevor, no. No. Trevi, no.
Trevi, no.
No.
Why Bill?
Bill.
That's a common name that somebody in the next in line could be standing there.
Everyone can pronounce Bill. Well, I mean, how many Bills are there that's going to order four burritos, three chicken tacos, and then a thing of nachos, and then the biggest glass of Mountain Dew Baja Blast with no ice in it?
So y'all went to Taco Bell this week.
Yeah, exactly where that was from. Oh, that's great.
Was that wrong that I knew that?
Speaking of fast food, due to a government shutdown, and half of the White House staff not able to help with the Clemson Tigers dinner, which I didn't even know that they did a dinner. Like, I didn't even know that.
I just came and took a picture and said some cool stuff.
And that's why I feel that was all political, because if you look back over all the years, when have you ever heard what the meal was that was served to them?
Well, I think that's the thing, is that it's never been made a big deal of what the dinner was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what Cruiser. So I was on Cruiser and Crew today.
Yesterday.
And we were talking about it. Yeah. Thank you. Yesterday. On Tuesday, I was on the show Tuesday. And that was his question. It's like, has this always been a thing? Have they always had a dinner and then do their speech? Or has it always just been they just show up and Trump just decided to do a meal?
And you should have said, well, Cruz, you know, the time I won a national championship, this is what we did.
Yeah, that time that we went to the BBVA Compass Bowl, unfortunately, President Obama didn't invite us up that year. You know, the whole shutdown, you know, we were kind of –
yeah.
Someone had to go off the list. It was between us and the Cactus Bowl and, unfortunately, BBVA Compass Bowl.
Yeah.
We were all busy that weekend. I mean, exactly. it was bad. Bad timing.
Yeah. I mean, you assume whenever they go, they give them a tour of the house. There's probably a meal or snack or something served. I mean, you saw in Forrest Gump where he got all the Dr. Pepper. But to make this into a political thing to serve your purposes, I mean, seriously, are we really going to expect that Trump right now is eating out 24/7 because his kitchen staff's not there?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It quite frankly, I don't care. Like, I really don't care.
He probably has that backup.
For other people, it scares them. For me, it's absolutely hilarious is how triggered both sides have gotten since Trump has been in office of those that are 100% all for it. Literally, Trump could take one step, just take a right step. Front page news, you'll have everyone on the left screaming how he should have taken a left step. And then everyone on the right be screaming, saying, "You're darn right. He should have taken a right step. He should have jumped a right step." That's how just crazy this world's gotten. And that the headline for Monday night was that Trump served McDonald's, Burger King, Domino's to the Clemson football team. The part to me that was so shocking was that there was people out there that were absolutely flabbergasted, floored, and absolutely lost their mind and were surprised that this happened. Like, for me, I was like, oh, okay. I mean, that's basically it. And all the people that are going on there just trying to assume, because I feel bad for Clemson players right now, because you had some Clemson players that have been kind of like told, like, you know, how was it? Like, trying to bait them to say it was terrible. And, of course, you got all the fat offensive linemen absolutely loving it. And it's like, well, you're not supposed to like it. It's like, orange man bad. And they're like, but Whopper good. Especially Whopper with cheese good.
Go ahead, Matt. I was just going to say, when I first saw it, you know, and as a former fatty and current hefty, I was kind of pumped. If I walked in and just saw a room full of burgers and pizza and chicken nugget, like whatever I wanted, I've been pretty pumped. I would have been like, yes, here we go. Like contest, who's eating, seeing how many we can eat. But you made a mention before the show started, like it would have been really cool if you could have gotten like Chick-fil-A for him. Like that would have been like, okay, we'll get you fast food, but we're going to get you cool fat and nice fast food. Just some platters, chicken nuggets. That'd been great.
But he served it on silver platters.
You got to be fancy.
Yeah.
What, you just got to hand me the box? I'm in the White House. I'm in the White House. You better get me put it on a silver platter. The best is they brought out the gravy bowls. The amount of diplomats in history that has been in this house. Yeah. And now imagine what these gravy bowls have seen over the 100 years or 200 years these gravy bowls have been around of silver gravy bowls. And now they've got sweet chili nugget sauce in them for the Clemson football team. And
if it were Alabama, they would have found a way to have steaks.
Probably so.
Yeah.
There was another article that came out and talked about how what Trump was doing was a backhanded it was backhanded to the nutritionist and dietarian coach of Clemson, trying to keep these players away from these really bad foods for them, and making them and now they're completely surrounded by it. I'm like, are you kidding me? As an offensive lineman, where I wasn't allowed to eat anything, all of a sudden it's all out in front of me. Heck yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if they had any McRibs there. Is it McRib season right now?
It's not McRib season.
No, it's not McRib season.
I just wanted to hear the phone call.
I want to know why they only show pictures of the McDonald's.
No, they showed Wendy's.
Oh, I didn't see.
Yeah, they showed
the only pictures I've seen have been the McDonald's stuff.
Oh no, I thoroughly examined and tried to see, because I was trying.
Was it Wendy's or Burger King?
Wendy's and Burger King. Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, Domino's. Or someone else, but I forgot.
So do you think the guys got confused when there was different variety of Wendy's out there, and they just want somebody getting them a fo-fo-fo?
I wanted to hear the phone call. Call from the White House. And someone calling a McDonald's, someone calling a Wendy's, and someone calling a Burger King. And whoever the 16-year-old kid was that picked up the phone, or assistant manager, whoever it was, and them having to distinguish if this was a joke or not.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, how many times did the White House have to call?
Yeah. Quit pranking us.
I'm not falling for that one again.
I saw someone put how they were going to serve all American food, and Taco Bell's going to pay for it all.
You could have gotten away pretty cheap there if you just got a bunch of those like party pack tacos. Like,
shoot.
There's an article out here from Fox Business that says, based off of the analysis of the pictures that they saw, they're estimating that the total cost was about $3,000 for all the food. It said it was estimated just under $3,000. It said the number drops to $2,400 if the McDonald's items were purchased using the 2 for $5 deals that are available for some of the burgers and nuggets.
That's what I said. Everything was on a fo-fo-fo.
That's great.
Oh.
And then now people are going to come out, and once they put the dollar amount to that, well, you telling me you couldn't pay a staff that money to go make meal, you know. And that's the other thing. It's supposed to be a nice event for the team that won the national championship, and then now it's just drug into this mess.
Right, right. Yeah, it's just comical at this point, but, man, that's hilarious.
Like we've gotten to the point now of, if you try to take any of this seriously, to me, it's just laughable. It's absolutely laughable.
I agree.
My wife, who works in government, I'll just keep it from there, because her job is extremely more secretive than mine is. And she received a call from, I won't disclose the state, but it's a political activist. And this woman was crying on the phone over this Trump dinner. Literally crying on the phone. And I asked her, I was like, so how did you respond? And she said, I really couldn't say anything, because, I mean, how great is a 4 for $4 deal?
Exactly.
I would have been crying tears of joy.
Yeah.
As it's great. Just funny. The whole thing's funny.
It is.
I'm starting to watch all the stuff about the wall too. I mean, all the stuff that's going on with that. People are just like, well, they're just going to build stairs on the other side.
Yeah.
and
that would be hilarious.
That if you wanted to cut the price from $5 billion in half to $2.5 billion, just go hire a bunch of Hispanic guys up at Home Depot. They can do it on the cheap.
Oh gosh.
Good stuff.
Would Qdoba and Chipotle be considered fast food? Or Five Guys?
I think
Why not Five Guys?
Okay, so there's been years that I have given up fast food for Lent. And the way we've always defined that is if it has a drive-thru, it's fast food. If it doesn't have a drive-thru, it's a restaurant.
Mm. Yeah.
But would you consider Subway fast food? Because Subway now has drive-thrus.
It depends on which one you're going to. I can't go to the restaurant. You gotta go drive-thru.
Now, would it be frowned upon if you went to a Chick-fil-A and just cut the power to the drive-thru and just broke the little Chick-fil-A associate's iPad to where there's now no drive-thru?
Just go to the mall.
What kind of person are you?
You thought this through.
Oh, I've done it more than once. It has been my Linton.
Loophole.
Yep, you can find it anywhere.
If you look hard enough.
Yep.
And if you,
that's really why I'm upset. Salsarita's opened up their drive-thru. This year, Salsarita's opened up their drive-thru, so that takes them off the list for this year. They used to have their drive-thru closed.
Yeah, these days with all these, especially in Lexington, with all these restaurants getting in trouble for their health inspections.
Yeah, I got a list of those today.
Man, I know I'm like sitting here racking my brain like, have I gone to any of those recently?
But I mean, they weren't just luckily. Like, hey, they had this, you know, a couple. It wasn't like bees. It was like
we 60, almost like barely over 60. Yeah, right. Like two more points and you would have been shut down.
Hey, it was announced here today Malone's is coming to Louisville.
Oh, well, I mean, it makes sense. They have Drake's there.
Yeah, they're going to open up in Springhurst. Springhurst over there by the
nice. So very nice. That's right by my parents' house. Restaurant. I love it.
Yep. That'll be good.
So wait. Cool. Hey, let's do some music picks.
Yes.
For the show on Sunday, so we can get those up.
Yes.
Yes.
I haven't debating here.
I've got mine already.
Yeah, go for it.
I'm going to go, since I want it to be warm and I just want to have warm thoughts, I'm going to go with the Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that. I'm going to switch things up. I've been doing a lot of classic rock here over the last few weeks, minus Grove Street Party. I'm going to go with the King of Country, King George Strait.
Oh, see, I got to throw off on it now.
Yeah.
I don't want to compete against George Strait.
Hmm. That's a tough one.
So what we're going to do, we're going to pull a Pandora. And we're going to go to Thumbprint Radio. And the first thing that comes up is what I'm picking.
Hmm.
The Cure. Oh, man, I like The Cure, though.
Well.
The next one I pick. And of course, it hits a commercial because I'm not paying for the unlimited.
Great.
Beach Boys and George Strait. I want George Strait to win. No offense, Max. Hmm. Cyndi Lauper.
Love it.
Did Max fall asleep or freeze or what's going on here?
No, I'm
not.
Okay.
Just catching some rest in between.
Yeah, was like, what happens?
Do you know what George Strait's middle name is? This is a fun fact. I just found this out.
Daryl.
Nope. Close.
Daniel.
You're not close. I was just kidding.
No. Jeffrey.
Nope.
Matt.
Nope. That'd be cool.
Greg. Though.
All right, I'm done with Gregory. This game. It's Harvey.
Maxwell. Max.
It's Harvey. Harvey.
Well, that's stupid.
No, it's not.
That's his answer to everything. He doesn't understand or want to try to understand. That's stupid.
He was born in, where's Poteet, Texas?
That's right.
That's stupid.
He just recently shut down. He had a roping school for years. He would hold a big charity roping event every year. And he just recently shut that down.
Dang.
Down in San Antonio.
Do you know where Poteet is?
It's out in West Texas. I'm trying to think of what it would be around that everybody would kind of.
It's in Atascosa County, Texas. It's part of the San Antonio metro area. Population's 3,200.
I didn't think it was that close to San Antonio. I thought it was more west. Oh, it's actually south. Okay.
Yeah.
I had it wrong. I had it going north, northwest of San Antonio, more towards the west Texas, but it's actually south, almost due south. So right outside.
Yep. Fun fact for the day. There you go. Poteet, Texas.
Yep. And that's where he's always kept his home in that area too.
Yeah. Yep.
And right on the other side of San Antonio is Shiner, Texas.
Probably one of them.
Bound to be.
Bound to be. Cool. Well, that's all I got.
Show will be on Friday.
Yep. Friday.
We'll be able to talk women's basketball then. At that point, the LSU game will be over, and we'll be previewing Auburn.
Auburn.
The Tigers.
Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. For Matt Smith and Greg Lowe, my name is Max Scobie. You've been listening to BBN Chalk Talk. Have a great afternoon, and hey, go Cats.